My guess is that you missed it or have already forgotten it if you heard it. Our opening prayer perfectly sums up what Christ and our readings are trying to teach us today. O God, who manifest your almighty power, above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. It's very hard to relate to today's gospel. I doubt many of us see ourselves in the place of Lazarus or in the place of the rich man. We are not beggars out on the street with open wounds. I have yet to meet someone who calls themselves rich, even if they are. Most of us would consider ourselves in the middle class. But if we compare ourselves with the rest of the world, everyone who is in the middle class in America would be considered rich in most other countries. That's why so many people want to migrate here. That's why we should see ourselves more in the place of the rich man today in the gospel than on the side of Lazarus. In the end, Christ is showing us how God's mercy really works. If we receive everything we want and are comfortable in this life, then we won't be in the next. And if we are impoverished and in need in this life, then we will be rich in the next. God's mercy is also his justice. It's a warning to us that while we have all we need in this world, we should be giving to those who are in need now. We should be impoverishing ourselves for those who are in need. We shouldn't dismiss those who are in need. We shouldn't look the other way. We need to be merciful. We should be hastening to attain God's promises, as the opening prayer said. In other words, we should be working to be merciful to those who are in need in our community. We should be running to help them, because our treasure is not found here in this world, but instead with God. When we come to Mass, many of us receive the Eucharist. We are fed by God. If we leave here then and never feed those who are in need during this week, then we have squandered the grace that we receive here in this Eucharist. We are misers with God's grace. If our participation in this Mass does not lead us to be more merciful to those we hate or those who annoy us this week, then we have squandered the grace. If we leave Mass and never do anything to help those in need that we see around us, then we have squandered the grace. Our time here at Mass is not to make us feel good. It is to equip us with grace necessary to go out into the world to do that which God calls us to do. That is how we hasten to attain the promises of God and become heirs to the kingdom of heaven.